Hello. We're here with Maureen Crawford Hentz of Osram, Sylvania. Maureen is a recruiter, and she's also a contributor to the HR blog at bostonworks.com. Maureen is going to talk to us today about how to work a career fair.
Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you a little bit from the recruiter's perspective about the best way to maximize your time at a career fair. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're going to join us at Jobapalooza. But this is information that can be used really for any career fair that you decide to go to. The first thing that you want to do, if at all possible, is arrive early. I'm a career fair veteran. I've been recruiting at career fairs for a long time. And I can tell you that I'm very excited to be there the whole time that I'm there. But my ability to remember names and faces and details wanes significantly as the career fair progresses. So as early as you're able to get there, the better that it is. Once you get there, and of course you're dressed appropriately, you don't have to wear a suit, but you should look nice. You don't want to be wearing your ripped Ramones t-shirt. You definitely want to think about piercings, because a lot of recruiters are older folks and piercings may turn them off. What you have to decide is if you want to work at a company if the recruiter is turned off by piercings. So you really just have to decide how you want to present yourself at the career fair. One thing that you should know that probably recruiters don't want me to tell you is that when you walk away from the booth, we take little notes on the back of your resume. Some people comment on appearance, some people comment on your ability to answer questions articulately and to communicate. But most everybody makes some sort of scoring marks on the back of your resume, and some will actually do that right in front of you. One of the things that recruiters have been doing lately is there are stickers, like mailing address stickers, and they'll put them on the back of your resume, and they'll just check through a whole bunch of questions. So people will say, what's your GPA? Are you legally eligible to work in the United States? What kind of position are you looking for? Et cetera, et cetera. So if somebody's jotting notes, don't be afraid and don't be worried, just answer all of their questions. Those are usually screening questions that help you screen in or out the candidate as you meet them. So you're in the career fair, and most people will start in the front and go around to the right-hand side, so go counterclockwise. In fact, I'm going to give you exactly the opposite advice, which is to go to the back of the room and work your way up. And there are a couple reasons for this. One is most of the employers who are stationed in the front right part of the room will see a lot of traffic. Most people are right-handed. Most traffic goes around in circles on the right-hand side, so people will go around that way. If you start in the back, you're going to have less traffic at those tables, so recruiters actually don't like to be in the back very much. So if you start in the back, you're liable to get more attention from fresher recruiters because they've had fewer drive-bys, as we call them, people walking by the table. But do a reconnaissance circuit first, go and take a look at all of the companies, and then start in the back and work your way up. The most important thing you want to do is have a booth speech. A booth speech is very important. One thing that's extremely aggravating to all recruiters universally is somebody who comes up to our table and says, can you tell me a little bit about your company? Now, certainly I can tell you about the company, but that's not as important, and that's probably not the best use of your time. When really what you're trying to do is find out, do they have paid internships in, let's say, Connecticut? So what you want to do is you want to have a booth speech. You want to say, hello, and if you can see the recruiter's name tag, say their name. So, hello, Maureen. I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Aurora Grutman. I am an Asian Studies major at Northeastern University, and I'm looking for a paid summer internship. Do you have anything available like that? That gives the recruiter pretty much everything they need to know in order to triage you in or triage you out. And you just want to have that speech available. And sometimes the answer is going to be no. In fact, we don't have anything for Asian Studies majors. And that needs to be okay. The more you have that speech down, the less it's going to feel weird when you say it. Recruiters will also have all kinds of things on the table. There'll be freebies like stress balls and candy and pens and that kind of thing. But there'll also be information like annual reports and position descriptions. So you want to go ahead and grab all this. Just pretend it's Halloween. I said grab, but really I mean gently take from the table. Because we do actually notice that people reach in and grab a handful of pens. That just is seen as being a bit gauche. So you have your booth speech, you're talking to the recruiter, and after you get through your spiel and the recruiter sort of gets through their triaging questions, then you kind of get to the meat of the matter. So if somebody says, yes, in fact, I do have a paid internship and it's available in Danvers, Massachusetts at Osram, Sylvania, for example, then what you want to do is talk specifics. What is the recruiting timeline? May I give you my resume now? Et cetera, et cetera. The recruiter probably asks you one or two more questions, depending on how the traffic is around the booth. You definitely don't want to be a booth buffoon. And by that, I mean you don't want to create a long line in back of you because other people are kind of waiting their turn. Now, some recruiters, like me, I can talk to a whole bunch of people at the same time, but some recruiters really like to talk to people one after the other. And so what you want to do is sort of watch your recruiter a little bit and see if she wants you to wait in line or if she's able to talk to many people at the same time. And now I'm actually going to give you some radical advice that I've only given to my students at Wentworth Institute of Technology and also at Penn State. But this really works. What you want to do is after you've talked to the recruiter and you've talked about a specific position and you really like the recruiter and you like the company, you like what you've heard, what I recommend you do is go off to the side at a little table or a little place where you can sit and write the recruiter a note on some plain white paper and staple that to your resume and give it back to the recruiter. Because in that way, the recruiter will have a reminder of who you were. They will know that you're nice and professional and able to clearly articulate what you're interested in. And you also actually have two resumes in their piles. Again, I don't like to admit to bad faults, but occasionally I have lost a resume. And I'm sure that all recruiters have done the same. So it's important to make sure that you have as much professional communication in your file as possible. And so if the recruiter sees the resume that she made notes on and then also sees the one where you wrote the follow-up note, which is basically like an informal cover letter, that's a really good way to make a good impression. And your cover letter would say something like, "Dear Maureen, I really enjoyed talking to you at Jobapalooza about your electrical engineering internship. I really think I'd be a good fit for the Danvers location. I look forward to talking with you. My email address is blank." And even though you already have that contact information, it's just good manners to have contact information on your note as well. Do make sure that you print your name, particularly if you have sloppy handwriting. It's no good to have a cover letter that gets separated from a resume. Career fairs don't have to be scary. My whole job as a recruiter is to go to the career fair and find a certain number of people who are going to fit for our positions. My job is to find you, and your job is to give me some sound bites so that we have something to talk about. If you're shy, just fake it. Have your booth speech and just say your booth speech and then let the recruiter sort of carry the rest of the conversation. It's totally fine to fake it. Everyone in the whole room is faking it. It's just some people look more relaxed at it than others. Just remember to be yourself and give the recruiter something to work with. Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Maureen. You can see Maureen tomorrow at the Jobapalooza Career Fair, being held from 1 to 6 at the State House in Boston.